Good morning. Welcome to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. I'm Gary Bell. You know our law firm is Bell and Pollock. We are injury attorneys. We do this show for you to bring you the information you need to fight the insurance company on your injury claim. We are injury attorneys. Our law firm is Bell and Pollock. We formed our law firm in 1984 with a vision and mission to helping injured victims and their families put their lives back together again and to fight the insurance companies who try to beat, defeat, and mitigate your claim. Deep beat and defeat and mitigate the amount of money they're going to pay you for your injuries, damages, and losses. And you know what? We try to take a different injury subject each week, try to give you the information you need. You can call us anytime, 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Or anytime you can go to our website, which is championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. We have a lot of information on our website. We have 6 books. On our website, they're all free. You can download an e-copy of any of our books for free anytime. We have a book on hit and run. We call it Cowards of the Street, Hit and Run, because they are cowards of the street. We have a book on the definitive guideline of Colorado car insurance. It's a very informative book. It has picture examples of insurance policy language. It has arrows pointing to the most important part of the language. It has picture examples of declaration pages, what kind of coverages are, what they mean, with simple to understand narrative explanations. You can get that on our website, championsofthepeople.com. If you want a hard copy of any of our 6 books, just call our law firm at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. We'll send you a hard copy free. If you want more than one book, that's okay too. And if you want to drop by our law firm, you can call in advance or just drop by and we will give you a book of your choice, whatever you want. You can get on our website, championsofthepeople.com, and see what books are available. We also have a book on workers' compensation. We do workers' compensation cases. We represent injured workers, and we have literally for years. You know, that's a different area. That's micromanaged. It has not hundreds, but thousands of rules, regulations, and statutory coverages. You don't want to go that mission and that endeavor alone. You can call us at 303-795-5900. The first book we ever wrote was entitled Don't Get Hurt in the Same Accident Twice, Once in the Accident, and Again on the Insurance Claim. It's a long title. Don't Get Hurt Twice in the Same Accident, Once in the Accident, and again on the insurance claim. It gives you tips on what to do in an accident. And by the way, when you go to our website, championsofthepeople.com, right on the homepage, easy to find, there are 2 buttons. What you need to know before you make the very first phone call to an adjuster. Wouldn't you like to know that? I'll tell you what, it's critical that you know that. If you think that you're talking to an insurance adjuster on your accident, and if you think they're not trained and they don't know what they're doing, and so they just put them on the phone, then you're in the wrong ballpark. You have the wrong thought process, because those people are highly trained. They know what to ask you. They know that they're going to send you a few forms. They know what papers to ask you to sign. They know they want to take a statement from you. Do you have to do any of that, or all of that, or none of that? Well, you can get the answers right on our website, championsofthepeople.com. You can listen to our show where we talk to you about what you need to know when you talk to the insurance adjuster for the very first time and subsequent times, and what you can ask the adjuster, what you can do, what your rights are, what you have to do, what you shouldn't do. It's that easy. And if you don't have time to listen to the show, that's okay. We have another button on our homepage of championsofthepeople.com that you can hit, and it's a quick printable downloadable checklist of what you need to know before you talk to the adjuster. And by the way, you can ask the adjuster questions. I mean, if you've been injured like a rear-end accident and the other person was at fault, you can ask the adjuster questions like, what are the policy limits? You think they're going to tell you? What do you think? You think they're going to tell you? But you can ask the questions. Have you taken the statement of anybody else? Have you taken the statement of your insured, the person who rear-ended me? Wow, that would be a great question. And that's just a sampling of what's on our homepage of our website, championsofthepeople.com. I'm giving you a couple of examples of how you handle the phone call with the adjuster. What if the adjuster on the first phone call says, well, I want to take a recorded statement. What do you do? What if the adjuster says to you, I'm going to send you a few forms, fill them out, and you need to sign a medical release? Are you going to do it? Do you have to do it? You need to listen to our show. You need to look at the checklist. Do you have to send in the release? What if the adjuster says, were you injured in the accident? Did you ever have any pre-existing condition? Do you have to answer those questions? Should you answer those questions? I mean, can you just remain silent? What if the adjuster puts pressure on you and says things like, you know what, if you don't give me the information, I can't help you. If you don't give me the proper information, I can't adjust your claim. You have to help me. You have to help them every way that they want to be helped? Go to our website, championsofthepeople.com, or give us a call anytime, anywhere, 24-7, 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. We will help you. We have years of experience. We can put our experience to work for you. You can put our experience to work for you and your family. You can become educated. You can become informed. You can know what you need to know. And I tell you what, you come into the law firm of Bell & Pollock, we're going to give you a free initial consultation. And you hear that a lot on TV from attorneys, but we're going to give you a free legal game plan. What does that mean? We're going to give you your strategies. We're going to spend time with you. We're going to spend a significant amount of time with you so that you understand what you're about to face. You understand how to navigate the insurance maze properly, right? Wouldn't that be important for you? 303-795-5900. We think Legal Game Plan is so important, we wrote a book on it. It's one of our six books on our website. It's called Legal Game Plan. Look at it this way. The insurance companies have their own strategies, right? Right. I mean, they're trained. They got books. They got computer screens. They got scripts. Some of them have doctors down the hallway. Some of them have doctors on call. Some of them have doctor seminars. Some of them have nurses there. Who do you have? I mean, this is a high-powered entity, well-trained entity, with their people coming at you. And one more time, if you think that you're talking to an adjuster and they just put somebody on the phone to talk to you without training them, you're wrong. And why do they train them? And how do they train them? Well, you need to know that. You can call us anytime, 303-795-5900. Okay, today we're talking about why are there personal injury lawsuits? I mean, why do lawsuits have to be filed? Think about that a minute. You hear all the time, the insurance companies were on attack in the 80s and 90s, and still, to this day, you know, I think those bumper stickers, you know, hit me. So, you know, I need the money. They call the lawyers greedy. And think about what's happening here. I'm going to give you some examples today that I think that's going to open your eyes with regard to why are there injury lawsuits? Is everybody just suit happy? Everybody just wants to go to court? Just a lot of fun to go to court? There's no stress. There's no anxiety. Makes it seem that way. So you file an injury lawsuit, and basically insurance companies want everybody to believe that the injured person is just greedy. Just flat out greedy. And their attorneys are greedy. And we've heard that before. And it used to be advertised quite prolifically. Greedy. So you filed a lawsuit. You filed a lawsuit against this poor person over here. Well, this poor person is the one that rear-ended you. So let's just break down the details of this right now so that you get a better picture of what happens behind the scenes. Let's pull back the curtains a little bit. Let's take a typical example of a car accident. A rear-end car accident, you're in your car, you're at a red light, boom, you're hit, wow. You didn't expect that, you don't want that. That sets in motion a lot of complicated matters. And it shouldn't be complicated, but it can be, and it is, and it usually is. So, in that situation, the at-fault person hits you, they have an insurance company, sometimes they don't have any insurance, which is a whole different situation. And you can get our book, you know, on Hit and Run, because it covers uninsured motorist situations like that. But today we're talking about being rear-ended by a driver that has some insurance, and the adjuster won't tell you what the policy limits are of that person. So what are you going to do? How do you figure this out? How do you go from there? But the thing I want you to understand and learn right now is who makes the decisions that affect your life. You've been injured, you're going to the doctor, you went to your PCP, or you went to the emergency room or urgent care. Now you're off to conservative modalities of treatment, you're getting physical therapy. All right, maybe they're treating your neck, maybe they're treating your low back, maybe your shoulder. And you're getting this treatment, and this, you know, you have to take time out of your day, you got to go to doctor's appointments, and it has to be paid for, right? Who makes the decisions about your injury and your damages and losses, about your injury claim? Who makes the decision that's going to affect you and your family from this injury? Maybe you can't work. Maybe you can only work part-time, right? You're going to be surprised at who makes all these decisions and who doesn't make any of the decisions. You're listening to the Bell and Pollack Legal Show, the only show of its kind. I'm Gary Bell. My partner is Brad Pollack. We have offices in Denver and Steamboat Springs. We do cases all over the state of Colorado. We have years of experience, and we can help you. 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. So don't guess. Don't wonder. Don't hope. Get the appropriate, correct, timely information. Get a free, significant, meaningful, free initial consultation and a meaningful, significant legal game plan. So you're not guessing. You're not hoping. You know exactly what to do. Wouldn't that be refreshing? You can call us 303-795-5900 or our website championsofthepeople.com. We'll be right back. When you've been injured, the last thing you want are complications. You don't want medical or legal complications. But sometimes the injuries just won't go away. The symptoms persist, your work is affected, and your life is affected, and you hoped it would just all go away. Worse yet, the insurance company won't pay you. Sometimes the strongest thing you can do is ask for help. I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollack. We can give you strength when you need it. Legal strength to fight the insurance company and legal strength to get your life back together again. At Bell & Pollack, we have over 25 years of experience representing injured victims just like you. You need attorneys who actually care about you. Attorneys who are experienced fighting these insurance companies. Welcome to the law firm of Bell & Pollack. We are injury attorneys who care about you, the injured victim. Our website is bellpollack.com or championsofthepeople.com. You can find Bell & Pollack on Facebook, and you can follow Bell & Pollack on Twitter. Bell & Pollack, true champions of the people. 303-795-5900. One call, that's all. Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell & Pollack Legal Show. I'm Gary Bell. My partner is Brad Pollack. Our law firm is Bell & Pollack. We are injury attorneys, and we're glad to have you with us on the show today. Welcome. Welcome to our law firm. Welcome to Bell & Pollack. Welcome to the only attorneys that give you all this information time after time, week after week, 4 years. Tell me another law firm that spends the time, effort, and money to give you the information and educate you like Bell & Pollack does. We've written books. You can have those. I talked about them at the top of the show. They're on our website, championsofthepeople.com. We have a book on motorcycle accidents, right? We have a book on hit and run. Hit and run is a very special, aggravating, devastating situation. Usually it's in the dead of night, but it doesn't have to be. People are maimed, killed, injured. The coward runs. They don't know who they are. Sometimes they find them, sometimes they don't. What do you do in a hit and run? Well, you can read our book. You can also call us at 303-795-5900, 795-5900. All right, today we're talking about why are there injury lawsuits? And what do you think? I mean, we're going to cover it a little bit more on the show today, but what do you think? Why are there injury lawsuits? Something happened that compelled a lawsuit to be filed. Because, you know, you don't just have an accident one day and file a lawsuit the next day, right? If you're an injured person, you don't, your lawyer doesn't file the lawsuit the next week. So you treat, you're going to treatment. Good injury attorneys want to see how your treatment goes, what this means for you. Are you going to recover in part or in whole or not? And if not, what's the problem? What are the issues? Should they be paid for? Should they be compensated? Yes. You know, we've had other shows on what are your injuries, damages, and losses? What do they mean? And I can't repeat all that now, but they're in the past and the future. For example, if you've been rear-ended in our example today, right? And you've suffered an injury, and you go through conservative modalities of treatment. Maybe you even have injections, transforaminal epidural steroid injections. Maybe you have trigger point injections, trying to eliminate the pain. Maybe you go through pain management. Maybe you're taking drugs, narcotics, maybe home exercise program. It's not working, and then they say you're going to have surgery. Well, surgery involves what? A future, underscore the word future, medical cost and expense. So your medical injuries and your damages, losses, and injuries from an accident are in the past and the future. If you're somewhere you can write that down, you would write that down. You would remember that forever. The insurance company cannot just say to you, well, your medical bills in the past from the accident up to today are about $11,000, So we'll consider those, but nothing else. They have to consider the future medical bills and expenses. They have to consider the future damages, injuries, and losses. So you want to listen to our show on damages, injuries, and losses, and you get the full flavor of that. But today's example, right before the break, we said we had a rear end crash. You're the person that was run into. The at-fault person has insurance, right? They won't tell you the policy limits, so no, you don't know exactly what to do. Then I was asking you, who makes the decisions in this situation? Who decides what's going to happen to you? Does the at-fault driver participate in any decision for you on your injuries, damages, and losses or the accident? What do you think? What do you think? So the answer is the at-fault driver doesn't participate. They don't make the decisions. They hit you. They injured you. They're off doing their thing. You're off getting medical treatment. And many clients have asked us that question. Well, wait just a minute. I've gone through a year of medical treatment here, and I'm still going, or 6 months, or 4 months, or a year and a half, or 3 years, and I'm still treating. What happened to the person who hit me? Where are they? How are they involved in this? Well, their duty is they have to cooperate with their own insurance company who's going to try to beat you and your claim, right? So don't you think it would behoove you and be important to know how to navigate the rules, the landscape, to beat the insurance company, to have a strategy, a legal game plan, read our book, call us, a legal game plan so that you have your own plan, your own strategy or strategies as to how the accident happened, how it affected you, how it affected your family, what you can do about it and what you can't do about it. Don't you think that would be important? Absolutely. So who makes the decisions here? The insurance company for the at-fault party, for the person who rear-ended you, makes the decisions. You got to be saying, well, wait a minute, Gary, you got to be kidding me. They decide, that insurance company decides if they're going to even fight how the accident happened. And you say, wait a minute, I was rear-ended. What do you mean they're going to fight how the accident happened? What does that mean? Well, we've covered that in a specific show before. It's kind of breathtaking. It's kind of an eye-opener when you figure out how insurance companies sometimes try to blame you in part or in whole for a rear-end accident, or blame a third person so they can reduce the amount they have to pay you, or blame an event, an outside event, or intervening event. Now your eyes are getting wide open, so you need a strategy. They got their strategy on how they're going to beat you, and we are not even so far talking about paying you any money. They're talking about who's at fault. So you need a legal game plan for that because they're making that decision. They're making the decision, and they hire lawyers to protect that person who hits you. Did you hear that? They hire lawyers to protect that person who hits you. They pay for those lawyers. That person who hits you doesn't pay for that. The person who hits you doesn't pay for any money that the insurance company decides to pay you. And that last sentence I just said was important. The insurance company for the at-fault party makes the decision if they're going to pay you, and if so, how much. Wow. So you hit by an at-fault party, they're pretty much out of the picture as far as you're concerned. They come back in the picture if you have to file a lawsuit. Back to the question, why are there injury lawsuits? Let's take our example. You were rear-ended. Let's say you now have $40,000 in medical bills, right? You've been treating for a long time. The doctor's saying we're trying to avoid surgery. You've got a great doctor, wonderful doctor. Maybe you went to your PCP first. Maybe you love her. Maybe she's a great doctor. Been your doctor for 9 years, 4 years, 12 years. Medical bills are now $40,000. One thing the insurance company does, they make the decisions, remember? One thing they do is they say, well, your medical bills are $40,000, but we're going to reprice those for you. We're going to reduce them for you. And listen to this next part very carefully, because they're going to say to you, they make the decisions, they're going to say, well, we're going to reduce them, let's see, using our example, we're going to reduce them from $40,000 down to $26,000. What? Because we, the insurance company, and our computer programs, or our doctors, or our experts, or our adjusters, say that the medical bills you incurred were not what? They were not reasonable, and they were not necessary. Did you hear that? They said your medical bills were not reasonable and not necessary. So what they're really saying is the doctor that you've been going to, you've trusted for, let's say, 12 years, your PCP, she, what they're really saying is she has performed unnecessary medical treatment on you and unreasonable medical treatment, or the charges are unreasonable, and therefore they are going to reduce your charges. Why? So they don't have to pay for them. Because one element of damages are your medical bills. So, in our example, you're starting to get the flavor, you're starting to get the idea what's going to happen here. Because I said at the top of the show, why do we have lawsuits? Something happened in this process to cause a lawsuit to be filed. Then you're called greedy. Then your lawyer's called greedy. Who's greedy? Who's trying to save money? All right, so let's go back to my example. $40,000 in medical bills, they reduce and reprice. That's what they call it. They reprice or reduce your medical bills down to $26,000. So they say, we'll pay you that. But think about this. If you have XYZ health insurance company that paid your $40,000 in medical bills, right? When you recover from a third party, from this at-fault party who rear-ended you, most of the time, and there's many exceptions, this could create a whole show, but most of the time, you have to take the money and pay the money back to XYZ health insurance company, your health insurance company. So you went to the doctor, you did the right things, your doctor, you followed your doctor's orders, and then you've got $40,000 in medical bills, and they say if they paid you the $40,000, you'd have to pay it back to the insurance company. And there are exceptions to that, but I can't cover them right now. But in this example, you have to pay the $40,000 back to the insurance company. So when did you get paid? How did you get paid for your injuries, damages, and losses? You're the one that was injured. You're the one that, and your family suffered. You suffered. How did this work out for you? Because the money that you just got, the $40,000 or the $26,000, if they paid you that, you've got to pay that back to the health insurance company because they have the right of subrogation. They have the right to be paid back. So when the insurance company says, well, we're going to reprice your medical bills from $40,000 to $26,000, and you say, well, wait a minute, I've got to pay that back, and that's all we're going to pay you. That's number one option. What position is that going to put you in? You're not being paid for your pain and suffering, your physical injuries, your economic losses, your loss of quality of life, and on and on and on. Just being paid for medical bills. Have a nice day. Goodbye. Right in your face. What are you going to do about it? What can you do about it? Starting to get the picture? All right, let's twist that example just a little bit. You say $40,000 in medical bills, you were rear-ended, and they said we're going to reprice your medical bills to $26,000. Here we go. And by the way, we're going to add $5,000 to that for your pain and suffering, $31,000. That amount still doesn't cover the $40,000 in medical bills that you have to pay back. And when they say to you, and they say this all the time, well, we have roundtabled this. That's what they like to say. We've roundtabled your case. That means they reviewed it with a committee or committees. And they've assigned a value to your case, and that's all they're going to pay. They make that decision, right? Not the at-fault party. They make the decision. So we've roundtabled it, and that's all we're going to pay you. What do you think? Your only choice then is to file a lawsuit. Many, many times, that's how lawsuits come into existence on injury cases. And then when you get to trial, you can't talk about any settlement negotiations, so it looks like you're filing a lawsuit. And you did file the lawsuit. But you pretty much, in that example, had to file the lawsuit. Right? You know, many times, the people, the at-fault driver that hits you doesn't want to get sued. They don't want to be sued in their life, have their assets exposed. To a judgment higher than the insurance policy limits. Many injured people don't want to file a lawsuit. They don't want to sue. They want to be paid fairly, thoroughly, completely, honestly. Bell and Pollock, you can call us anytime, 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. I'm Gary Bell. You can go to our website, championsofthepeople.com, or just give us a call at 303-795-5900. $5,900. That's one way and one reason there are injury lawsuits. Bell and Pollock, championsofthepeople.com. We'll be right back. When you've been injured, the last thing you want are complications. You don't want medical or legal complications, but sometimes the injuries just won't go away. The symptoms persist, your work is affected, and your life is affected, and you hoped it would just all go away. Worse yet, the insurance company won't pay you. Sometimes, the strongest thing you can do is ask for help. I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollock. We can give you strength when you need it. Legal strength to fight the insurance company and legal strength to get your life back together again. At Bell & Pollock, we have over 25 years of experience representing injured victims just like you. You need attorneys who actually care about you. Attorneys who are experienced fighting these insurance companies. Welcome to the law firm of Bell & Pollock. We are injury attorneys who care about you, the injured victim. Our website is bellpollock.com or championsofthepeople.com. You can find Bell & Pollock on Facebook and you can follow Bell & Pollock on Twitter. Bell & Pollock, true champions of the people. 303-795-5900. One call, that's all. Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell & Pollock Legal Show, the only show of its kind. We're here to give you information. Our law firm is Bell & Pollock. We are injury attorneys. We've been doing this show for years. We do a variety of shows in the Denver metropolitan area, in the mountain towns on the western slope. Some of our broadcasts go up north, down south on the eastern plains. And we spend a lot of time to give you the information that you need to hopefully help you, educate you, open your eyes. Today's subject is, why are there so many lawsuits? Well, when the insurance company, your medical bills are $40,000 and they offer you $26,000, take it or leave it, goodbye. Your only other remedy is to file a lawsuit, to sue the person who hits you. And a lot of people don't want to do that. That's your only other choice. If they're not going to pay you, and that's why you have attorneys to see if the offer is going to be fair. If the offer is not fair, you must file a lawsuit. You must be able to prove your case, your injuries, how this affected you, right? The devastating impact this accident has had on you. You didn't want to be rear-ended. You were on your way home. Boom, you got hit. Then the insurance company for the at-fault party makes all the decisions about your life. And when they fall short, that's one way, a major way, many lawsuits are filed. That's a reason. There are other reasons, many reasons. Sometimes they won't disclose the policy limits to you. It's a whole different story, right? So, today we were talking about, why are there injury lawsuits? I gave you one small example. You can call us anytime, 24/7, 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Or go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock, Bell and Pollock, championsofthepeople.com. We'll see you next week.